Dave Carter joins us, the Moneyfields manager, after a fine 5-2 win. Dave, 3-0 at half time. Made hard work of it in the second half, though.
Hard work? I don't agree with that, Lee.
3-0 up, then back to 3-2, but it was a good performance by Moneyfields in the end.
Good performance overall. A little bit of tiredness kicked in second half. Fantastic save at 3-2 from Joe Hunting goal, to be fair. From that, we sparked back into life and then went and got another two. So, pleased with performance, pleased with the 3 points. I mean, score five. Disappointed we let in two, but it's football, you know what I mean? We got a little bit sloppy. Once they scored one, they've nicked the second. And that's football, unfortunately, but really pleased.
It was a really clinical first half for Moneyfields, like 3-0 up, and it could have easily been 4 or 5 in that first half.
I thought it was a fantastic footballing display first half, to be fair. We probably were a little bit light on them at half time, should have been a little bit harsher. I made subs that I probably didn't need to make with an eye on Saturday. When you're changing your centre half and your main centre midfielder, holding centre midfielder, and a top chap is having a go at me, you should be doing that. But hey, we take a gamble. That's what football is all about. And now the boys will recover for Saturday because they've got to play again. So, and we've come out 5-2 winners. And that's the main thing. That's what management's about. So pleased with that.
You've obviously just mentioned that one of the players had a go at you. Surely that shows passion rather than a lack of discipline, doesn't it? They want to do the best for the club.
Well, I think Tom Chapman is all about, he's a bit stupid, I think, not passionately, a bit thick in the head. You know what I mean? He doesn't understand the management side of things. He just goes on the pitch and moans at everyone and heads the ball. So, but obviously, I mean, I've got it right in the end, so we've won 5-2, not him.
What did you make of the free kick? Moving on before I get myself in trouble. What did you make of the free kick? That was one of the best I've seen in football, let alone the Wessex League, Dave.
Alex Milroy can pull them out of the bat. It was unbelievable, wasn't it? Unbelievable. And their manager's shouting at their goalie. He's not even made trying to save it. Absolutely.
How could he?
Alex has got that in his bag. He could be absolutely outstanding and one week and average the next. But I thought he was quality first half today. Some of these boys, Blue, Alex, Gav, haven't played that much football, 90 minutes of that much football, and that's what started to slow down second half. But like I said, they'll get fitter, we'll get better, and if we get things right, we'll be okay. You know what I mean? We'll push ourselves up the league. So
let's talk about that save, Dave. That you mentioned the save already, but I tweeted it on South Coast Sports Radio.
Yeah.
World class, because that for me was up there with a free kick. It changed the game, didn't it?
I just got in there because I had a go at Joe. He cost us two goals on Saturday. And by two mistakes, he's a fantastic goalkeeper. He's young, raw, but I mean, that goal, he was going the other way, and then he's pulled himself back from point blank range and pulled off a fantastic save, and he's won us the game. So, because from there, if they score three, do we go and get another one? You don't know, do you? Because their towers are up. So, but that's nice. That's a good football game of football, that is. It's a proper game of football. Back poor conditions, but you know what I mean.
And what did you make of Blue Pone's performance? Obviously, making a step up from the Hampshire Premier League with Baffins. Yeah. He's come in and been solid, if not one of the best performance tonight. Really solid performance from Blue.
Again, Blue's got that in the bag. He's played for me two or three times in this league at Horndean. And obviously come back here, he's played in the FA Vars. Again, he's got that in bag, but it's being consistent with everything. He is a fantastic player. And again, I mean, he scored tonight and set up the fifth, didn't he? And outstanding out there. And yeah, I mean, it's a pleasure to have around. That's why I brought him in. Wouldn't bring him in if I didn't think he could do it.
And let's talk about your upcoming game against Blackfield and Langley. On paper, a tough test, but it's a test that you know your side can now go into that game with full confidence.
Let's just say, we're confident at the moment. We went to Blackfield and Langley 6 weeks ago, might even have been a bit more. Beaten 1-0 down there, wasn't expected to get anything out of the game. And they'll know, they won't be coming here expecting to turn us over. They'll be expecting a tough task, and so will we. So we'll just see what happens on the day. The good thing is, I've bought players off today, rested players, and still got away with a win. So,
and people have talked about 3G pitches. Obviously, we've seen the pitch tonight, it's held up. A little bit of rain on it at the moment, but with the way that Fareham are looking at going in the Wessex League in general, do you think that 3G is the way forward, or is grass more traditional point of view in your eyes?
My eyes, not a chance for 3G. It just causes injuries, knee problems, hip problems. Grass is the way forward. You're not going to get decent players to play on 3G pitches because they just won't want to do it. You mean, you look at our pitch now, fantastic work from our groundsman, top groundsman. If they work hard, and if, I mean, ours come in two or three times a week, that's why our pitch is on. You know what I mean? They're proper groundsmen. So.
Well, Dave, thank you very much indeed for speaking with us. Congratulations on the fine 5-2 win. Best luck for the rest
cheers,
of the
season. Cheers, Lee. Thank you.
Cheers. I know I can hear you, right? See you later. See you later. See you later.